Valerie, let's talk about the Kent County Theater Guild. What's it all about? Give me some background.
The Theater Guild has been around since 1953. It was started by a group of gentlemen. One of them was an English teacher at Caesar Rodney High School. They felt that there was a need for a community theater. So they started, they had their first board meeting in May of 53, and they immediately started establishing productions. They were held at Caesar Rodney High School, which is now the junior high. Over the years, they produced a number of plays. In 1973, I believe, 72, they were able to purchase, well, they were given a building, and it was an old Lutheran church. It was then moved to the location on East Roosevelt Avenue where the theater is now. A couple of years later, they named the building the Patchwork Playhouse. So the Patchwork Playhouse is the location, and the Kent County Theater Guild is the organization. We continue to produce plays, and we have ever since the beginning. Every year we have a season that goes from January or February for the first production through usually the beginning of December. This year we have a season that starts in February with it had Savannah Sipping Society. The next production would be in May, called The Last 5 Years. In July, we have Red, White, and Tuna, which is a comedy. Boeing is 20 in September, and a production at Christmas time called Every Christmas Story Ever Told.
Now, who stars? Is it local artists that participate in the Patchwork Playhouse?
Yes. It's volunteers. It's individuals who are interested in theater from primarily Kent County, although we do often have individuals who come down from from Newcastle County and from Sussex. It's the directors are also volunteer individuals who have a desire to direct. Oftentimes, they are also actors.
Is it different directors for each production?
Yes, absolutely. We have a process for directors. People who are interested in being a director can apprentice with established directors and get some experience and then take over directing a production. The last 5 years, which will be produced in May, the director is Kevin Smith. He's been involved with the theater for a long time. He's an actor and a director. Red, White, and Tuna, the director's Patty Gatto, and she is the chair of our board. She is also an actress. Boeing is being directed by Nancy Muller, who is the treasurer of our board. She prefers not to be on the stage, but she's very active as stage manager and behind the scenes. And then Every Christmas Story Ever Told is being directed by John Muller, who is also an actor. He was our previous chair of the board, and he's the theater person at Caesar Rodney High School.
Valerie, is it all adults that participate in these productions or students as well?
It's adults and older students, generally high school age and above. There is a children's theater in Dover, so we don't like to infringe on their bailiwick. You know, they produce the programs and the plays with children, for children, so we leave that to them. But we do quite often have high school students who participate.
Are you constantly looking for volunteers?
Absolutely. We would love to have more people involved. If you're interested at all, you can contact us through our website, or that's the best way is to contact us through the website. It's kctg.org. You can start out just coming to board meetings and finding out about the organization. You can audition to be on the stage. You can come to auditions and say, I really just want to work backstage. You can come and work front of the house as an usher or working our snack bar just to get a feel for it. But yes, we want and love volunteers.
The arts are extremely important to the state of Delaware. They're important, really, to the world. How important, in your opinion, is the Patchwork Playhouse?
Well, of course, I'm a member of the board, so I'm a strong advocate for the Kent County Theater Guild. But I'm also an arts person. I'm a musician. I'm an actor. I'm on the board. I'm always very pro-arts. I think the arts in general are extremely important to the state, the individuals in the state, the whole country. Art's been shown to be helpful to students. It increases their ability to do other subjects. It gives people a sense of joy, and if you're involved in the arts, it can give you a sense of accomplishment. I agree that the arts are extremely important in everyone's lives.
Will you be starring in any of this year's productions?
Not in this year. I focus more music than straight plays. I'll probably help backstage with some of them. I have been in some of the productions previously. We did Sister Act in 2017, which was an extremely successful show. I've been in a variety of other shows at Kent County Theater Guild.
Now, you mentioned music, so that brings me to this question. The music behind these productions, how does that work? Do you hire local musicians?
We have done that. We've also used recorded music.
Anything else about the Kent County Theater Guild or Patchwork Playhouse that you want the general public to really know about?
If you're interested in having an opportunity to see quality volunteer productions, we're the place to go. It's also, you know, if you want to have an evening out where you can laugh, you can cry, you can just have an enjoyable evening of the arts, you should come to one of our productions.